I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Kyrgyzstan's referendum has passed, making them a parliamentary democracy. Joel Griffith of Slavic Gospel Association says the referendum passed by 90%. And though tensions remain, he hopes ethnic violence will begin to ease. Through it all, the church shares hope.
The churches do their best to rise above the politics. They're interested in proclaiming the gospel. They're interested in proclaiming peace and reconciliation in Christ. And as they distribute the humanitarian aid, their interest in distributing that aid to whoever needs it.
Next, last August, we told you the story of an attack on ministry workers in Karnataka State, India. Dave Stravers with Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India says a group of eight are charged with deliberate and malicious acts intended to outrage religious feelings. On July 1st, they go back to court.
There's no case against them. They weren't doing anything to outrage religious feelings. This is pure intimidation, violent intimidation on the part of people who are very upset. What they're really responding to is the growth of the church in this area.
Keep praying for growth and for open doors. And a radio station in Democratic Republic of Congo saw the power of the programs after shutting down. The station, a partner of HCJB Global, went off the air for a week after their generator broke down. Phone calls flooded in as people declared they were only surviving because of the programs. Police said broadcasts keep the number of prisoners down. The station shares the gospel over the airwaves, and each week several people come to Christ. The station's up and running again and trying to expand. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Churches are always looking for great missions resources. How about the Mission Network News monthly bulletin insert? It's up-to-date news to help you get your friends out of the pew and actively involved in outreach. Call 1-800-995-4828 for subscription information or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.